Okay, we've been talking about it all hour. This is New Music Tuesday. It's a big day in new release land. How big, you
How
ask?
big?
It is so big, there are records we could not even fit into our segment. New albums from blue-eyed soul crooner Jamie Liddell, the debut from Kanye West collaborator Estelle, brand new awesomeness from Def Leppard. That was the name of my soccer team in eighth grade, by the way.
Def Leppard?
Yeah, I know. We were totally rocking. Yeah. And believe it or not, a new record from Philly's greatest, The Roots. It's kind of bittersweet, to be honest. Well, maybe not so bitter. We're going to have The Roots in studio to talk about their record. It's called Rising Down. That'll happen in the next hour. What do we do now? We're going to talk about even more new releases with Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large for Blender Magazine, who is here in studio. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey there.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with Portishead. Now, if one happened to have been the type to go to a certain kind of dinner party back in the 90s, you might have heard this band kind of being played on low volume with a little fondue pot, perhaps. They were part of the trip hop scene, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think sort of grudgingly, but yes, by default, they were part of the trip hop scene. That's kind of, if you go on Wikipedia, Portishead are listed as trip hop, so obviously that's the source to be reckoned with. But
I'm on Wikipedia, and I'll check that. Go ahead.
So, but they took a major hiatus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're kind of one of those bands that never really...
Portishead, an English trip-hop group from Bristol.
There you go. See, I'm glad that I'm being backed up here, because usually when I say things, I've not researched them at all, but this one instance was an occasion which I had, so good for me. Just kidding. They were always a group that kind of took breaks between... They were never super press into being a rock stars. They were always kind of press shy, so it's not really that surprising that it's taken them this long to record a third album, although it's still kind of surprising. They took several years between their first and second records, but certainly not 11 years, which is how long it's been before the third record.
Okay, let's get a little sample of what they are offering us on this new album. The song is called Machine. Corrected. I said Machine Head. It's called Machine Gun, and it sounds kind of like a machine gun.
Yeah, they have, you know, what I like about this record is that in waiting as long as they have to release it, they've sort of avoided having to continue to release albums that sound like their first two records. It's much more industrial and sort of haunted than trip-hoppy. I don't really feel like putting on a minimalist outfit and going to a fondue party. It's sort of more, it's darker and weirder and, yeah, a little more industrial than trippy. So it's good. They've kind of avoided having to stick with what everyone knew them for by waiting this long to record a third record.
Oh, by the way, dictionary.com, evade to avoid. So both are fine.
Poor
Do you
Lizzie.
Want to just follow me around
poor,
in life? Because this would be really
Lizzie.
Helpful.
We'll catch you in a lie once.
One of these days I'm going to mess up and you're going to be there to catch it. And I'm looking forward
welcome
to
that. Welcome to my world, Ms. Goodman. Welcome to my world. Okay, we're going to swiftly move to Madonna.
Yay.
And I'm so into this album.
Me too.
Yeah, not to reveal the punchline. So, new album.
Just kidding, it sucks. No, just kidding. No.
Let's get right into it. It's called Hard Candy. She's pretty much putting it out there. The title itself is illustrative of what's going on with this album, right?
Well said. Very well said.
That's it. That's how you got it.
Okay, Lizzie Goodman writes for Blender Magazine.
No, I mean, she keeps saying my sugar is raw all over the first intro song. So, I mean, you know, I think that she's getting right to the point there, and that Madonna has released another dance album. We thought Confessions, her last record, was going to be a dance record, but it was really more of a disco album. This is, which of course is a kind of dance, just to preempt any corrections that may be coming my way in the few moments that
They're not
follow
corrections.
This.
I'm confirming
additions.
You.
Thank you. Yeah, there you
that's
go. Confirmations. I
That's
like it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to confirm myself. Okay. But, you know, this album is much more sort of traditional 80s club Madonna. This is Desperately Seeking Susan Madonna. This is early, you know, she's there with the 400 plastic arm bracelets and, you know, like wearing boxer shorts and suspenders. That's this Madonna.
Except this time she's wearing like this leotard and her body is ridiculous.
Her body
she's
is 49. Ridiculous.
Nine.
Yeah. I think she's showing off for the 50th
She's totally
birthday.
Showing off.
Yeah.
She's totally showing off. Let's get a sense of what's going on this album. Let's listen. Give me the bass line. So the song's called Give It To Me. She's got a lot of big name producers on this album, right?
Yeah, she hired everyone. I guess that's the major difference between 80s Club Madonna and today's Madonna, is she can get anyone she wants to show up in the studio for her. So yeah, she's got everyone from Pharrell to Justin Timberlake to Timbaland. Kanye West has a guest appearance on the album. She basically just showed up at a studio and opened up her little black book and called everyone up. But what's great about that, again, is that even though there's incredible production on this record and really high-end production, it still sounds sort of old-school 80s Madonna. And so it's the perfect marriage of her two identities, I think.
If you buy this album, will the songs that aren't released as singles, will those still satisfy you?
You know, yeah. And I think that's actually a really good point. A really good distinction between this and some of her most recent records released this decade is that, for me, yeah, I mean, when I talked to Pharrell about this record right before it came out, and he was like, oh, you're gonna love it, it's a workout album, you put it on, you're gonna be able to work out for the whole duration of the album. And I was like, oh, that's such a line, I don't believe you for a second. And then I put it on, and it's, I mean, you know, we're moving here in the studio just hearing it. So I think, actually, yeah, it is very strong pretty much all the way through.
Right, the lie is, even if you do work out, you'll never look like Madonna. That's the lie.
That is the lie, yes. Yes.
Let's move now to another totally rocking chick. This woman's name is Robin. She is from Sweden.
She sure is.
And she has been a big deal in Europe and other places for a very long time. America's kind of coming to her late in the game, right?
Yeah, she's really had a resurgence. I mean, internationally, her career sort of fell off, I think, pretty much across the board in the last couple of years. And so this is a big comeback for her across the board. But additionally, here, she's getting all this attention. And honestly, this is one of those things where you just go, I don't know why this is suddenly becoming such a big deal, why she's suddenly sort of penetrating here in America. But she is, and hallelujah, and it's to be celebrated, because she is just hilarious. She's sassy. She's confident. She is this sort of strong, powerful pop female presence, but she's very, very, very witty. So to have that combination up there, like a blonde Swedish chick who's hot and also really cool, is a really good combination.
And this is a release in the States. This is something that's been out for at least
yes.
a year, right?
Yeah, she's had, and some, you know, there's, because her career is so varied and she's had so much material behind her, I think some of the songs have appeared in different forms in previous places. But this is the release, Robin. It's called Robin. It's self-titled. That's the album that's coming out here, and it's fantastic.
Let's listen to Who's That Girl? Seeking Susan, I can't stop thinking Who's That Girl by Madonna. At the same time, I can't stop thinking about Cyndi Lauper when I hear that, too. Does she
those
that
are good
one?
Thoughts. I think all those thoughts
well,
are
you
good
know,
thoughts.
Swedes just want to have fun.
There you go.
But
nice.
I was wondering, do we get the best of Swedish music, or just the best of Swedish music that speaks English?
All the Swedes speak
they
English.
They all speak English.
They do?
Like better than you, Mike Pesca.
Yeah, ooh. tough bar.
It's true. They really do.
Sweden has a population of 9 million. And with all these acts coming out, it just seems like very ripe for musical success. I don't know how they do it.
They work really hard.
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to the Hives or one of the sort of early 2000s Swedish rock bands came out, they're like, oh, yes, they treat it like a job, you know, it's just very sort of regimented. But I think there is a big tradition of, as across Europe, but there's a big tradition of kind of incorporating American music ideals into this sort of very specific Swedish thing, which is why they have all these great garage rock bands there. That's why they sing in English, you know?
And she also, specifically, she's worked with some pretty big names herself, right? Like people who've done work with Britney and the Backstreet.
Yeah, I mean, she's sort of like, I hate to make this comparison because her music is so much wittier and more intellectual, but she's kind of like Kylie Minogue that way, in that she's this huge star and she's very well known outside of America, and she's, like you've said, had many sort of big name people behind her, and yet still hasn't kind of managed to make a mark here, which seems weird considering how famous she is and how many other big names have worked beside her. So maybe this is her time.
Why do you think
go
now?
Go Robin.
Why now?
I have no idea. This is one of those things. This is seriously one of those records that makes me say, okay, I can't work for a record label. I can't work for A&R because I would have thought that if this hadn't hit already here, that she just had something that was, she was too... Not mainstream enough, not sort of, because her music, as you can hear, is very pop, but it's also very weird. So that combination seems
didn't
like
she
it wasn't
also make
working,
reference
but...
to some Nazis and that kind of made people uncomfortable at one point.
You know, I don't know all the details of that, but I've heard that as well. I mean, she's very outspoken and she's really sassy to an extent that's maybe not as sort of winking as someone like Madonna, maybe not as self-referential. She's kind of a little more out there and doesn't give you the opportunity to kind of mishear her the way Madonna does. Madonna's a very good politician that way. So that could have something to do with it. But just musically, I mean, that song to me is, I have no idea why that's not all over the radio. But now it is.
We're doing our part
Hallelujah.
In getting it out there. So on to another chick who totally rocks. I love this girl, Santa Gold.
I know. She's fantastic.
She has had, at her young age, she's had a lot of experience. Spent the last 10 years first as an A&R rep for Epic Records, right? Then as an R&B producer and songwriter, then a singer for Philly-based punk band. And she now emerges from Brooklyn as her own kind of fully formed independent art dance punk mix-up specialist. I didn't write that. Jacob did.
Wow. Good job, Jacob. That pretty much sums it up. Way to hyphenate, you know?
Totally.
She's... she's
you
that's
got nothing
exactly,
to add to that.
I don't know how to add to that. I'm feeling kind of speechless. No, but that the thing that is impresses me about her is she... Everyone is comparing her to M.I.A. because she sounds a little like M.I.A. Certain of her songs, some of her more well-known songs
sound like
M.I.A. I think
she's a way better singer
but
than
she
M.I.A.
is that, and she's also a rock girl. And she's had... I mean, M.I.A. has a very specific, distinct sound, and she is able to kind of put that down on record very consistently. But this album, I mean, Santa Gold's album is much more varied. The influences are all over the place. So yeah, she studied West African drumming in college. So she incorporates these international sounds, world music sounds into very contemporary hip hop, rock, pop, which is what M.I.A. does, but she also has 80s ballads. She has these sort of rock songs. She has these major vocal tracks as well. So it's really, she's really doing a lot more.
Let's listen. New self-titled solo debut of Santa Gold. Let's listen to a track.
If you see me keep going, be a pass by a waiver. Fill me up, bring me down, just leave me out, you name dropper. Stop trying to catch my eye, I see you good, you false faker. Just make it easy, you're my enemy, fast talker. I can say I hope it will be worth what I give up. I can stand up, make
song is called Elias Ortiz, paying tribute to the Lower East Side here in Manhattan.
Now, that song sounds a little like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs to me. It's sort of I hear how in the voice it's a little M.I.A.-ish, but the arrangement is kind of this rock ballady thing, which reminds me of the Yeah Yeahs, who are also based in the Lower East Side, so it's quite appropriate. But yeah, I would really encourage people to check out this whole record, because not one song sounds exactly like the next one, and the majority of them are really interesting. So,
well, Lizzie, thanks for coming. It was such a big week today, right?
I know.
We could have talked about so many things.
We got to a lot, and you guys are having the Roots on. So
yeah, we're gonna have the Roots on. So we'll ask them to give us their own review of their album, which I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do. Hey, and we're gonna go out and listen to a little more Santa Gold. Lizzie Goodman, editor at large for Blender Magazine, friend of the BPP. Thanks, Lizzie.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for this hour of the BPP. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.